It seemed to be a story filled with international intrigue. Pakistan's English cricket coach strangled to death in Jamaica. Bob Woolmer was found dead in his hotel room this March, one day after his team was humiliated in the World Cup of Cricket. An initial police report suggested the coach had been strangled. Suspicions fell on match-fixing gone wrong, or even revenge for the team's surprise loss to Ireland on St. Patrick's Day, no less. Well, today, Jamaican police concluded the truth is simpler. Bob Woolmer was not murdered.
We were conducting numerous interviews. We were looking at every aspect of the scene of where Bob Woolmer died, and things were not adding up.
That's Mark Shields, Deputy Commissioner of the Jamaican Police, speaking with the BBC. Jamaican police now say the cricket coach died of heart failure. Case closed. The reversal came after police sought second opinions on that initial autopsy from pathologists in Britain, Canada, and South Africa, and all of them agreed that Woolmer was not strangled. Imran Khan, a Pakistani politician and former cricket captain, said the investigation has been humiliating for the cricket team. Players went through questioning, fingerprinting, and DNA testing. Khan also criticized the Jamaican police for their approach.
Bob Woolmer had diabetes, he had blood pressure, he had an enlarged heart, he had respiratory problems, on top of it, the depression of losing, and then he drank a bottle of champagne. They should have first ruled out natural causes before this whole drama about the murder.
Shields, the deputy police commissioner, defended the three-month investigation today. In his words, murder investigations are not like TV series where everything is done in 45 minutes.